Blog Talk Radio.
Provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, and that was Angie Stone with Brother introducing the show, starting out the show. And Relationships 360 airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern every Thursday right here on Blog Talk Radio. And tonight's show looks to uplift Black men and women who seem to be buying into the media hype that it's nearly impossible for Black men and women to have a loving, functional relationship, at least over the long haul. You can just take a look at the marriage statistics. 70% of Black women remain unmarried, and it's all out there in different news articles plastered across television screens, on the radio. A dire picture that's being painted about Black marriage in America and in the society. The terms baby mama drama and my baby's daddy were born in the African-American community. They suggest that Black women are only good for a booty call rather than marriage. And I don't know, again, how many articles I've seen just over the past, I'd say, 3-4 months whose main themes have to deal with Black women who either stand single due to their own volition because Black men are either in jail, gay or choosing to marry women that are not black. And society's encouraging black women to date outside their race to address the shortage of black men available for them to marry. I was just taking a peek at an article in the Wall Street Journal that talks about this. You guys can Google it and read it yourself, but it's definitely, you know, encouraging black women to possibly expand their dating pool to include men that are not black because of a seeming shortage of available and desirable black men. But despite the flurry of information being fed to us via the internet, TV, as I mentioned, radio, print, through movies, there is a movement to promote the formation of relationships between black men and women. For example, there's a day that's been set aside called Black Marriage Day. It's in March. It was founded to celebrate black marriage, and now there's a holiday that black men, women, and their families can celebrate that rivals Valentine's Day. Tonight we'll talk to the creators of the Coma Day holiday. Mancho and Nawasha Idu are also the founders of the Acoma House Initiative and authors of Acoma Day, a guidebook into the sacred science of soul mating and cultural alternative to Valentine's Day. They are master's-level human services professionals, social change agents, and a happily married soulmate counseling team, African-American, by the way, from Trenton, New Jersey. Mancho and Nawasha offer culturally-based consulting services for various events and projects, and the Idus also offer gender-specific and joint counseling services and programs that serve men, women, children, couples, and families. Mancho and Nawasha, thank you for hanging on through that introduction, and thank you for spending some time with us tonight on Relationships 360.
Well, thank you for having us. We love the introduction. It's beautiful.
Is Mancho there, Nawasha?
Yes, I'm here, and I would just like to say thank you again, and I would like to greet the 360 family and to say, you know, we're honored to be here.
Sound a little bit soft-spoken there. You might want to turn up the volume where you are, Mancho. But I did
hear
Nawasha
me now?
Loud and clear. Yeah, I can. You might want to just say that again in case the listeners
okay,
didn't hear
I just
you.
Wanted to say thank you again to the whole 360 family. We're honored to be here, and, you know, we're ready to talk some love, some black love, and dispel some of this craziness.
All right, so that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. And listeners, if you want to jump in at any time during the conversation, you can at 714-409-0610. And I want to definitely thank, you know, those of you who are hanging out in the chat room. Appreciate the support. I will be posting the number in the chat room again. And when you call in, make sure you press 1 so that I know you want to join the show. And you're not just hanging out listening to us by phone. Mancho, Nawasha, what are your thoughts about how society portrays black relationships compared to relationships between people who are not black?
Okay, well, I'll jump in first there. I think it's, you know, I guess in a word I would say it's distorted. That would be the word that I would use to describe it. I think that, as in many things, black people are held to an interesting standard that is a double standard, where oftentimes we're when we're good, we're not good enough, and when we're bad, we're somehow worse than everyone else. So I think that I see in commercials and in, you know, just the way we're portrayed in terms of our relationships, and not just intimate relationships, but our family dynamic and everything. It's either we're either really devoid of real, true intimacy and affection and love, or we're just hypermaniacs that are either you know, confrontational or on the verge of violence, or, you know, disconnect. And I think it's very unrealistic.
Okay, Nawasha, did you want to chime in as well?
I think that a lot of times when we look at images